Hello, this is Jonathan Melville, just recording a quick audioboo, which was originally going to be a test from the audioboo website. The last one of these I did was a wee while ago using the iPhone, and I just had a quick look at the audioboo website and it told me I could do it from there. So I'm just using an inbuilt mic on the laptop. It's 2 o'clock, 2:09 in the morning, which is a ridiculous time to be recording anything, let alone be sitting on the couch. But I've just been doing some work for my website, realscotland.com, which is taking a little while, writing up something which should go live in the next couple of days. And it's also been a long day watching DVDs, some films, some TV, some old TV, The Avengers from 1965, Series 4. Some spaghetti westerns, Kioma from 1976, I think that was, and also just finished watching a film from 1965 again called The Warlord, starring Charlton Heston. So a bit of a range there. And while I'm here, I may as well just mention something I did a couple of days ago for the Edinburgh Evening News. I have a column there on a Friday, and I'm trying to get some feedback from people on lost British films from the 1960s and 70s, anytime really. The reason I'm sort of specifying the 60s and 70s is I was at the Edinburgh International Film Festival last week and the week before, or 2 weeks ago now, anyway, recently. Their retrospective season was all about films from after the British New Wave in the 60s. So they showed, must be about 9 or 10 films from between the sort of 60s, late 60s, late 70s. Lost, forgotten films. They showed Stephen Frears' Gumshoe, which isn't so much lost. It's been on the telly a couple of times late night, but you won't see it in the cinema very often. They showed John McKenzie, Edinburgh-born director John McKenzie's Maid, starring John Castle and various other people. So the names are escaping me just now. But it turns out there's only one print of this that they could find, which was tucked away in the vaults of Optimum, who didn't even know they had it. So one print. Ken Russell was there. He was with Savage Messiah. He turned up to introduce Savage Messiah, which is a film I've never seen or actually heard of. It's brilliant, kind of look at the art world, based on a true story, based on a young French sculptor who lived before the First World War, and just an amazing little film. Also The Squeeze, which was kind of my favourite one from around about 1977, I think it was, starring Stacey Keach and Freddie Starr, unbelievably. The comedian Freddie Starr in his only serious role. He might have done something for TV in the 80s or 90s, but apart from that, not much. And The Squeeze was a very gritty, dark film, which deserves to have a DVD release. I think it definitely had a video release a few years ago, but this was the first time it's been screened on big screen for a while, and this was a widescreen version. So anyway, all these great films which are kind of forgotten about. In London they have the BFI Flipside event every month or two, and they kind of show these films on the big screen, and people get to see introductions, listen to introductions and things. And it's just a good way, rather than just all the new stuff all the time, seeing some of the classics. So I quite like to see some of these things coming back to cinemas in Scotland, and I'm looking for people's views. What would they like to see that's kind of lost and forgotten? So if you want to find out more, then if you're not already following me on Twitter, and most of the people listening to this, if they're still listening, will be, it's John, J-O-N underscore Melville, M-E-L-V-I-L-L-E. That's my Twitter account. And you can find out more about how you can tell me about what you want to see back at the cinema. And the best ones I'm going to print in my column in the Evening News next Friday. Partly save me a bit of time writing, but just to try and get a really wide variety. So I'll see you over on Twitter, and sorry if I went on too long on this boo. Cheers.